We have the five committee people and no members of the public. On the phone we have, I'll let each of you identify yourself.
Karen Brown, Township Administrator.
Matthew Lyons, Township Solicitor.
Karen, Township Minister.
I'm sorry, Karen, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay, sorry.
And to avoid confusion, I'll start referring to Ms. Brown and Ms. Sandors. So, Ms. Sandors, is that the roll call that you need? Do you need?
Yes, thank you.
Are we recording?
Yes.
It is on, it's on, everything, it's working.
Yep.
So, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a special meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. We have one item of business on this special meeting, which is an authorization to apply for grant funds and to award a contract for grant writing services. Karen Brown, Ms. Brown, would you like to start us off with a background on this?
Sure. Hopefully all of you got the information that I sent you. I apologize for the last minute notice, but this is an opportunity that I thought that the borough, that the township should take advantage of. There, as I said in the email, there is an opportunity for us to apply for funding for community projects through federal appropriations granted to our congressmen. In addition to funding being available through our congressmen, there's also funding available through our two state senators. So the ask is for permission for us to apply for the grant, as well as to hire Millennium Strategies Group that has a track record of applying for these grants. And given the last minute deadline, I thought it would be appropriate for them to help us prepare the application because they are very experienced applying for these grants, and they've been successful in getting federal funds awarded to various municipalities, including municipalities that are similar in size to Lebanon Township. Our ask is for $813,456 for road repaving projects for the roads that I sent you in the original email. That would be Rocky Road Run, Dewey Lane, Newport Road, Boulderfield Road, Sunmount Street Highway, Highview Street, Bun Street, Orchard Street, North Road, Myers Lane, and Hillside Terrace. I worked with our DPW director, Warren Gabriel, who put this list together. My understanding is that these are roads that are in need of repavement, and we currently do not have any grant funds or any funds set aside for these particular projects. So again, I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to apply for funding to repave these various roads.
And I would just like to add to that, in her first days in, Ms. Brown identified the opportunity and started bringing it up, talking to us, got in touch with Warren Gabriel, who very promptly and immediately put together the got dollar amounts for resetting basin grates and paving and everything to get up on these particular roads, and to Ms. Kohler, who really drove getting this special meeting set up. So thanks to all of them to have the opportunity in front of us. With that, any questions, comments from the committee? So just to be clear, the contract to Millennium Strategies would be $2,500. That would cover applications to Congressman Malinowski's office for federal appropriations, and then a week or so later to Senator Menendez and Senator Booker's office, each of which can also put in earmarks for federal possibilities. So we have three grants, three possibilities for this $813,000 road paving project.
It's actually 2 days later. Malinowski's is due on the 18th, and the senator's applications are due on the 20th.
Thank you.
And is that application on the 18th due at, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
It says it somewhere.
It's by the end of the day. It's not by the 18th. It's by the completion of the...
Close of business?
Close of business on the 18th?
Nope.
Says 3 p.m.
That's today's meeting. I saw it somewhere.
On or before the 18th?
On or before, so...
Midnight?
Sometimes midnight counts. It depends on the...
No, I would assume it's going to be the close of business on 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time.
Yep.
Is that sufficient time for that Millennium Strategies to prepare all this in consultation with the other personnel, the rest of us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We actually are, yeah, so yes.
Hey, you got to be in it to win it.
Wait, is this, for lack of a better term, is this sort of a crapshoot? We throws our money and then we hope that the dice come up? Or is that being...
Well, I think just putting our name in the runnings is a good thing because when I spoke to Malinowski's office, even if we're not successful in this round of funding, they've told me that they will work with our township to identify other sources of federal funding, another source which he had already identified in the event that we are not successful in this round of funding.
Thanks.
For this particular appropriation, I should say. Because there are other sources of funding under the Infrastructure and Jobs Improvement Act. Some of those areas of funding have impending deadlines, and some of them, the applications aren't out yet. So there are several, you know, opportunities in the event we're not successful getting any grant funds under this program.
So essentially, just by getting our names out there, we stand a better chance of getting some sort of funding at some point along the line, if it's not this time, further on down the line, because of the name recognition, the assistance of the congressman, and others, correct?
That would be my opinion.
Is this an all or nothing thing? Could they say come back?
I don't think so. There are some municipalities who have asked for a certain amount and they've gotten more. And I did inquire as to whether or not this is too big of an ask for a municipality of our size, and they did not say that it was. So I suppose if we get, you know, any amount, it would be good. But I can't say that we'll get exactly that amount that we're asking for, because it has varied. I mean, people have gotten more. I don't anticipate us getting more. I just don't, you know, no one can guarantee that we're going to get that exact amount.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just know from other grants with our charity, sometimes it's an all or nothing, or they'll come back and say, you've won 50% of it. You know, we're giving you 50% of what your ask was. And I don't know if they'd come back and say, hey, we won't give you 800, but we'll give you 400, you know.
Right.
But what
I got the sense that might be the case.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious.
Ms. Brown, what I do recall is you said this grant does not have a matching requirement. That's why there's no certification of matching funds.
There's no matching.
Outside of it.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Karen, when did they say the funds would come in? Is it this fall?
To Ms. Brown?
Karen? Oh.
It will likely be probably around October of this year.
And then we have...
And we do the requirement is that we spend the funds within a year of receiving it. And Warren said to me that he can time the project to meet that deadline.
Good.
So I concur with Ms. Brown on this Millennium Strategies. I think that if we are going to look to have a group apply for us, I believe Millennium Strategies is a great place to be. With the time that we have and the lack of time, I think Mr. Brown and his contacts will help us expedite this, I think, in a positive way. So I'm here today to contract to Millennium Strategies, and I really don't want to get too far past that, so that's why I'm saying I do concur with Ms. Brown. This is the right company, I think, with such short notice to move forward on.
So not to end discussion, but the motion that we would have before us today would be to authorize the mayor, administrator, and clerk to execute documents for Millennium Strategies LLC contract and the grant application. So if when we're done with discussion,
if there is
a motion.
It kind of sounded like that's what
that is. That's,
and that's what, but also for the grant to authorize the three of us plus the grant application.
Okay.
So the motion is made. Motion second. Is there any further discussion?
Nope.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 I'm sorry, could you clarify, you made the motion and second that? I didn't hear it.
Mr. McKee made the motion and Ms. Kohler seconded it. And it passed with unanimous unanimous aye votes.
Okay, thank you.
So unless Ms. Brown, Ms. Sandors, or Mr. Lyons have anything else to add on the authorization for the contract?
I just want to thank you all for approving this and for giving up your holiday off to have this meeting, so I really appreciate it. I also want to say that we have to gather some support letters from residents or businesses. I do have a template available, so if any of you know any individuals or people in the community that you think would submit a letter of support, I can send you the template. And all they have to do is put their name on it and sign it, or they can cut and paste the information into an email of support. So as many letters as we can get, obviously, would be helpful. So if you do need that template and you have any individuals or businesses or entities in mind, just let me know.
Now, I know time is very short, but to coordinate ourselves, for example, I think the volunteer fire department is an obvious one that comes to mind. Just so that we don't have two or three of us sending letters to the fire chief. Ms. Brown, should we tell you and let you coordinate which of us is going to reach out to people? Again, we have such a small number of businesses. We could have two or three people.
And as a matter of course, I can just send you all the template just so you'll have it.
And I'm saying before any of us reaches out to someone, we should send back to you, Ms. Brown, who we're reaching out for.
What's the deadline?
Well, Monday.
Yes.
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Everything has to be in.
Yeah.
Monday noon or so.
God, okay.
That's what we. Yeah. So we should all look for people, but we should tell Ms. Brown who we're sending to, and if are you in a position over the weekend to respond back to us to say yes, you can, you're the first one, go for it, or. How do we want to coordinate?
Yes, and I can also, if someone wants to sign a letter via electronically, I can also download it in Adobe and email it to them for an electronic signature, if that's convenient for them as well. So there's several different methods by which we can get the letters of support.
How many do you think would be a good amount to send?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I have 10 in my head, but when you have, our volunteer fire department, perhaps we should get one from the, police chief, even though he's a, employee of the township. Mm-hmm. So, if we get major entities, that's great. And if we get a few individuals, I think that's great as well. So I can't say a number for some reason. I don't know. I'm thinking, even five or ten, I think would be good.
Do they check the names of the people that?
let's assume yes.
I have a business. I can write a letter.
I don't think they list it some sort of database to see if it's a real person. You mean?
To make sure that it's not the committeeman writing a letter for his own business.
I'm thinking somebody like Ron Milkowski's got. He's on the road. He's got a farm. It's broken up.
People have to use the roads to get to my office.
Yeah.
Would it be better if we had one or two people take the point on this instead of all of us?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
It's such a short time, right?
Exactly.
I'll volunteer for that.
I'll keep my hand down. That's fine.
Support from the mayor, so I assume that that's the representation of the whole governing body.
Yep. But I think let's do this. Let's have the five of us send in who we would send letters to.
Exactly.
Oh, gentlemen, we'll have the five of us send who we would send letters to Ms. Brown, and then each of us may be asked by Ms. Brown to send a letter to the person. So if she gets three from the same one, then she'll allocate it. If you don't hear back, don't reach out. But is that okay with you, Ms. Brown?
Yes, so do reach out to any individual and they need, the letter to be sent to that electronic signature, if you can provide me with their email, I can email them the letter for electronic signature.
We don't need a letter from
so that's how we'll coordinate ourselves here.
But I was thinking of the Barra.
So if there's, and by the way, I also want to echo the thanks to, again, to Ms. Brown and to Warren Gabriel, who really put this together, and to Karen Sandors, who put the public meeting together as well. No other discussion on that topic, then we would open to public comment.
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. There's no one in the room, so is there a motion to close public comment?
So made.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Did you catch the motions and seconds, Ms. Sandors?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. And then a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Jesus.
Thank you.
And have a good holiday weekend.
You too.
Take care, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Let's start. Think about what businesses.